Sometimes we need to be honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, are we really happy? Is it the case that we've been longing and yearning for the beginning of the month of Ramadan, and now that it's here, we're truly happy and enjoying the blessing? Or is it the case that now that it's started, we're counting the days off and waiting until Eid will come? We have to be honest with ourselves. The days are long, and then we're asked to not eat and not drink and stay away from other things for the whole day. So let's begin by looking at a tradition from our fourth Imam, alayhi salam, who says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ افْتَرَضَ خَمْسًا وَلَمْ يَفْتَرِضْ إِلَّا حَسَنًا جَمِيلًا. He says that Allah has made five things as super important obligations for you. But He doesn't just stop there. He says that Allah doesn't make anything an obligation for you except for that that thing is something which is حَسَنًا جَمِيلًا. It's something which is very beautiful and something which is very good. Why is it that the Imams saw the act of fasting as something which was beautiful? If we turn to their words of wisdom, it can help us as well too. It can help form our month of Ramadan for us. It can help us decide how we're going to treat this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to mention just a few of the secrets of the Ahlul Bayt in this regard. One of them comes from a sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he's talking about the philosophy behind the acts of worship. He says that this whole sermon is about pride and arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the prayers and the acts of charity and fasting as means of protecting ourselves from arrogance. There's an act of humility in fasting, and it's a way of ridding somebody of his arrogance. You see, brothers and sisters, somebody who fasts, as they face the pangs of hunger, as they suffer throughout that day, staying away from drinking water, you know, feeling that pain, they should come to the realization that, you know what? I'm a very weak creature. I can't really bear that much hardship. Allah, I am in need of you. And that's something which is super valuable. Because throughout the rest of the year, we're just going along and just cruising through life. And sometimes we don't realize that simple point that, you know what? We're actually needy creatures. We're making use of all these blessings which are just being showered upon us one after the other. And we don't have a chance to stop and think and realize that, hey, you know what? All this is coming from somebody, and if I didn't have this, I'd be in big trouble. Who am I after all? What do I have? One of the ways we can test ourselves, brothers and sisters, is to ask ourselves this simple question. Coming into the month of Ramadan, coming into this holy month, how much strength do I have to be able to stand up against Allah and commit a sin? Some people, they have these pet sins, right? How much courage do we think to have in order to stand up against the command of God and tell God, you know what, you're telling me this thing and I'm saying no. That's a good test and a measure to see how much arrogance do we actually have.